The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews, the Royals edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back. Episode 9
of the
Royals.
Oh, no. Not 9. Please, not 9, which means number 10's next, and then 10 means it's over. And I know. I don't want that.
I know.
It's getting really good, and I can't be just one episode left. I need more. I need answers.
I need another season.
Yes, season 5. Need it now.
Need it, please.
Make
please,
it happen.
Please, we need another season of this, because this season has been so amazing, and this episode is no exception, because this episode blew the roof off the house in terms of everything else that has happened this season, and makes you question what's really going on, and who's playing who.
There's a plan, but who's controlling the plan? That is the name of the game, and we get the backstory on this episode.
We do. So it opens with Cyrus and Liam having their famous conversation where that led to Cyrus getting banished, except, well, it wasn't as much of a spontaneous argument as we think, because we discover they're rehearsing it. It's scripted. They're acting it out. They're coming up with something for Robbie to purposefully overhear that will endure Liam to Robbie.
Because Cyrus had been tracking him for a while now, where he comes by at a certain point around the room every single day. So they know when he's coming. So they're going over, like, all these nasty words Cyrus should say, because he knows, Robbie knows, that when Cyrus gets mad, he says something stupid.
Right.
He gets really loud and offensive, and, well, they're trying to figure out what words he could use, and they go through a bunch of words.
Which was funny.
It was funny. So they're practicing this entire thing, which is great. It's like, oh, so that was a set. Okay, that's a set. Oh, okay, now I got that.
Okay, so that's a setup to basically, you know, show that Liam is loyal to Robbie. And then, as if things couldn't get more interesting, then we cut to the night of Jasper's knighting, where Liam and Catherine are in the limo together, and Catherine's like, you were right. He's a sleazebag. And what happened the night of the engagement dinner was not a one-off thing, and I'm going to help you take him down. And Liam's like, it's going to be really hard. We're not going to be able to talk to each other for a while, but it's going to be for the best. And she's like, you damn right it is. And so we then cut to the scene in Robbie's bedroom where he and Catherine are together, and Liam catches them in quotations. And we see Catherine leave, and we see it from her side of things. And she gives Liam a wink and a smile as she's told to go.
Which is like, Okay,
all right. So now Robbie has seen that Liam is loyal, or seen and heard that Liam is loyal to him, and also he breaks it off with Catherine, which gets rid of that obstacle. So it kind of makes you scratch your head, and it ties into last week's episode where Liam and Catherine met and said that they were in, and it's like, what's really going on in this episode? And also that, you know, Cyrus and Liam and Aston all met and all this other stuff, where it's like, huh, something is afoot there in this episode. And basically we find out that they are planning to overthrow Robbie and install whatever, Liam on the throne. That is the plan. And this is treason. This is high treason to do this. So if they get caught, they screwed. They're so screwed.
So there's a plan afoot.
There's a plan afoot, and, well, they decide that they're going to take down all the members of the round table. How do they do that? Well, they have to get dirt on everybody, or, you know, they have to blackmail them into giving their loyalty, whichever comes first. So Cyrus and Liam decide that they're going to get the dirt on the power outage to get all the wheels in motion. They go to the dude's house, Martin Kane, and, you know, Aston gets them a window to get in the house.
He's going to knock down the power in the house, as, you know, all the security cameras, and once the dude leaves, so they have a window to get in.
And they get the window, they go in, and Aston messages an unknown number, and he tells them purposefully, go to the office. The office is going to be your best place to find anything with a hard drive. So they go to the office. And, well, they find something, but it ain't a hard drive. It's not anything with a hard drive.
Well, yeah, a hard drive. Yeah, we'll go with a... Not, she doesn't have a hard drive. Wink, wink.
She drives hard, though.
Yes.
And that is Helena is waiting for them. She congratulates them on getting this far, although even though a blind squirrel also, you know, occasionally finds a nut in Cyrus's case, that's definitely one, just one. He doesn't appreciate that. But basically, Helena says she's been watching what's been going on, and she's concerned, but she's also concerned about Robbie as she's been watching him a lot longer. She admits that she's the one that put Aston where he is and kind of sort of set all this up to happen in motion. And basically, Aston was put where he was to get dirt on Cyrus, and now he's getting dirt on Robbie because Helena doesn't like where this is going, and basically.
And that goes all the way back to Liam's comments to Helena weeks ago where he doesn't trust Robbie.
Yeah, and basically she admits that, you know, the whole reason she's doing this is because her younger son almost disowned her.
Yeah, he was willing to go that far, so she's like, maybe I should look into this just a little bit.
So they all agree that they're going to work together. They come up with this plan to get the dirt on these guys, to blackmail Robbie's round table, and Helena decides to target Martin Kane herself, where they find out, oh hey, he plays in a really high-stakes poker game, and an accident is about to befall someone, so that gets Helena into the game, and there are a bunch of guys at the table, they're drinking, they're having a good time. She walks up. She's in this, you know, slinky sequin dress. Martin Kane is instantly attracted. They flirt. They play cards. They win everybody else's money. And eventually it ends up being them. And, you know, they both go all in on the ante. And Helena even puts up a private tour of the palace for Mr. Kane to come enjoy its pleasures. I don't know how else to say that. So they call and Helena loses, which takes Martin Kane to the palace.
But in the poker game, she's like, I know you're waiting for this king. And that's why she went all in. And then it's like, she's like, I knew you got it.
Yeah, she's not a dumb little chicken. She knows what's up.
She's always one step ahead
of everybody.
Yeah.
So Helena takes Martin Kane back to the palace, and she's basically like, yeah, so I know you caused the blackout. I know you did it with Robbie. Yada, yada, yada. Basically, she calls him out on all this crap, and he's like, well, you know, what's going to stop me from going to the king right now and telling him everything? And she's like, unzip my dress and I'll show you. And so he takes off her dress, and she's wearing a wire under the dress, which gets the entire conversation and the entire poker game, probably. And she's like, sit down. We're going to have a talk.
We need to have a conversation.
Now, before we go any further, we have to talk about Jaspinor, because some things do happen between those two, sort of leading up to this moment, because this is the moment where that moment with Martin Kane and the Queen is where things start to really click in the episode. So we go back, Eleanor's doing her Robin Hood thing, she opens the door, and oops, there's a slew of press people waiting for her. She's been found out. And she's very, very disappointed, because she liked her outfit. She thought she looked sexy in her outfit. Jasper agreed, but sadly she can't wear it anymore, which is disappointing. And so she kind of has to wonder who told on her, and Jasper's like, well, maybe it was the people that we got the pen back from. And she's like, no, it wasn't them. And he's like, well, who else knew? Well, gee, who else did know? Jasper, who wouldn't have talked, and Helena. I wonder who talked. So, well, Eleanor goes to yell at her mother for exposing her, and she walks in on, oops, her mom and Sebastian. And hey, Sebastian was also in the know about the Robin Hood stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to that, but bang, bang, bangity, bang. Bang, bang, bangity, bang.
There's a lot of bang, bang, bangity, bang going on there. So Eleanor is upset, but she's not surprised at her mother's actions. And basically she's like, I trusted you, and now I don't know what to do, because every time I think I know you, you change the game, basically, and I just can't with you anymore. Mm-hmm. And Helena's like, please don't be disappointed with me. Please don't be upset with me. And of course, Eleanor walks off, and Helena's like, crap, what do I do now? So while all this is going on, Liam and Jasper meet. And Liam recruits Jasper to basically not only blackmail Robbie's round table, but also check them to see if they would be loyal to Liam should he make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Which Jasper reluctantly agrees to do, but he gets the list from Liam. He goes to these guys, he meets with them, and he comes back and he basically looks at Liam and goes, if you choose to make your move, they're with you.
They're on board.
They're on board. Now, while all this is going on behind the scenes, we have Robbie and Willow.
Oh, Robbie and Willow.
So Willow is amazed by the amount of wedding gifts she's getting, and Robbie walks in and she's like saying, you know, it's really unnecessary. We already have everything. And Robbie's like, well, no, but it's what people do and we shouldn't discourage them. And she's like, well, maybe we should ask for charitable donations instead. And he's like, nah.
Nah, let them spoil us.
It's what let them send us stuff.
They love to send gifts.
It's what people do.
It's what people do. Like,
if you want to give them away, well, I'm not going to stop you.
Just keep some of them.
Just, you know, keep the big ones.
Yeah.
And the jewelry. So she's like, okay, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of them at the moment. We'll get to them later because there's way more. Oh, wait, no. There is one other thing that I forgot. Willow gave an interview about the Martin Kane guy and his abuse of power and how she didn't like him and all this other stuff. And Robbie's basically like, yeah, so you need to be seen, not heard. So if you could not, that would be great.
Right.
And she's a little offended by that because, you know, she thought, oh, hey, we're going to be king and queen. We're going to rule together. Not so much.
We're equals. We're going to be a power couple. No, no.
No.
One man wants to hold all the power and only one man can.
And this leads us to the catacombs where Willow goes to try and steal Eleanor's stash. Eleanor catches her and the two talk. And Willow's like, Robbie told me I need to be seen and not heard, and that's not cool. And Eleanor's like, yeah. Yeah, you know what else isn't cool? The fact that he's keeping the disbanding of Parliament permanent. And Willow's like, excuse me? What?
Yeah, right?
So, of course, you know, Willow and Robbie have to meet, and they pretty much have it out with each other, where it's like, well, I don't know if I can marry you if you keep blindsiding me with all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is supposed to be a partnership. We're supposed to be a team. Like, she never expected to rule with Robbie, but it's like she felt that they had the type of relationship where they could talk to each other. They could consult with each other.
Right. Robbie's in charge, but she wants to know what the hell's going on.
Right.
Like, don't leave her in the dark. But that's what he's doing, and it's upsetting her.
Yes. And she's like, this is now the third or fourth time I've been blindsided. I'm tired of it. I'm out. And he's like, well, you know, what do you expect when we get married? And she's like, well, if we get married.
Dum, dum, dum.
That sort of gets Robbie's attention really quick because, again, right now she's got all the power. Mm-hmm. Because in that regard, because it's like he's willing to get married, but she's not. So he has to convince her to marry him. And she's not there yet, especially with all this like background stuff going on where he's playing games.
Right.
And she doesn't like it. And so now he has to sort of play by her rules.
Yeah.
So again, this is where it starts to pick up in the episode. We have a touching moment between Cyrus and Liam, where Cyrus versus his crisps.
Yeah,
continues.
We gotta get to that. The battle among battles. Cyrus versus Chris. The long reigning battle this season. He has
actually
trouble.
Technically, isn't it Cyrus versus the snack machine?
Don't take this away from me. It's Cyrus versus his crisps. It's not the machine. It's Chris. They just don't want to go to him.
Are you sure the machine's holding on to them? It's withholding his crisps.
Don't do this to me. I have a... Just continue. Just trying to ruin my crisp versus Cyrus thing. C versus C gimmick. It just wants to ruin all the nice things I have in my life.
That's not true. So...
I get it.
Cyrus is trying to get his crisps from the machine. He can't get them. He's banging the crap out of the machine. Still can't get them out. And Liam's like, hey, dude, calm down. I'll get your crisp for you. So he smacks the machine just right, and it hands over the crisps, which Liam then gives to Cyrus. And Cyrus is like, look what my life has become. This is terrible. And then the two have a really interesting heart-to-heart with each other, where Cyrus is like, I am so close to betraying you to Robbie. Because I'm a jealous bastard.
Oh, yeah. He is one jealous bastard.
Because he's like, I was king, and I got taken out by your brother. And now I'm working a plan to put you back on the throne, or put you on the throne. And your mother is going to get to take credit, and you're going to get to take credit, and I'm going to be irrelevant because nobody's going to give a damn what I did. And Liam's like, well, that's not true. And Cyrus is like, really, what do I get? Do I get my crown back? Do I get Violet back? Do I get anything back? And Liam's like, you get everybody's respect back. And Cyrus is like, yeah, that's worth basically a hill of beans to me. That's nothing. To me. Yeah. I don't care if people respect me. So while they're having this heart-to-heart conversation, Liam gets a phone call or gets a text message, and it's from Robbie, and he wants to meet. And Liam's like, oh crap, we've been found out. Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. And so he leaves Cyrus, goes and meets with Robert, and Robbie's on the phone. He says, thanks for that information, greatly appreciate it, hangs up the phone, and he and Liam have an awkward conversation where Robbie's like, half hinting like, oh, you know, the person that you become, you know, has made this tough decision so much easier and all these different things. And you're just wondering, it's like, does he know? Does he not know?
It feels like he knows. It really feels like he knows what's going on.
But then he's like, he looks at Liam and he's like, I want you to be my best man. And Liam's like, oh, yeah, sure, dude. Whatever. Whatever you want. Yeah, let's do it.
Sure. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I love the way that they've done this shot this entire season, which is you see the two embrace and you see the look on both men's faces or both people's faces every time there's a hug.
Especially with those two. And it's the distrust both men have for each other. But they're putting up a front.
Well, it's like Robbie's like, I know you're playing a game. I know you're up to something. I just can't figure out what it is.
Right.
Or he knows, and he knows what's going on, and he's just waiting his time. Meanwhile, Liam's like, I've got you, you smug bastard. I've got you so hard. You have no idea what's going on. So it's like, okay. So then we cut back to just Jaspinor for a second, because, well, they get some stuck in some red glue.
Red glue. You know, she has a brother who is the monarch who can cut through the red glue, red tape.
What?
She tries. She tries with the English language. She tries.
She tries so hard, but they have a sweet moment together where she's like, where Jasper shows her that she started a whole movement where people are doing Robin things and saying that, you know, thanks to her, they're now all chipping in and everybody's participating in this movement. And he's like, see, it wasn't all for waste. You did a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had impact. And she reads one note that says, you know, basically she's one of the most influential icons of that person's generation. And she's very touched by that. So there's a really sweet moment between the two there.
Yeah.
Now, we go back to Helena.
Oh, Helena.
So, again, like I said, there were three people in the room, or three people really in the know about Eleanor's deeds as Robin Hood. There was Jasper, there was Helena, and there was Sebastian.
Because he's doing the bang, bang, bangity bang.
Now, I think earlier in the episode, Helena had made a comment about Colin York and how he was raising a coup against Robbie, and how she was concerned about it.
Yeah.
And, well, she mentions it to Sebastian, like, how that could have gotten back to Robbie, and he's like, oh, well, you know, he could always be two steps ahead of, you know, everybody, like you said, and she's like, yeah, he would be, if it was legit.
Oh, he got caught.
He got caught! Because he's like, shoot. And then she looks at him, and she's like, who called the press on Eleanor? Was it you, or was it Robbie? And he's like, well, you see, the thing is, and she's like, Who did it?
Who did it? Who done it?
It turns out, well, it was Robbie. He called the press on his sister after Sebastian told Robbie what was up. And while Sebastian seemed to have a hard time saying no, and Helena's like, oh, well, you know, that sucks to be you. And he's like, well, you know, can you forgive me for this? And she's like, let me teach you how to say that word. No. And she's like, leave through the front door. You won't be back.
You're never coming back.
And he's like, I tried to please everybody, but I ended up playing myself, basically. And it's like, no, you didn't try to please everybody. You tried to please your friend.
Right.
Because I promise you, that isn't over. And I would almost suspect that he was going to get something really sweet out of it.
Oh, he was going to. The king was going to hook him up.
I'm thinking it might have been his sister, or Eleanor's hand in marriage, but I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Possibly.
So it's like, okay, so we've got one spy rooted out. How many more are there? So we cut back to Liam, because we kind of did this out of order. We cut back to Liam and kind of we're getting to the end of the episode, and Liam and Jasper are talking, and Jasper's basically like, I gotta go, but you know, again, if you move, they're with you. And Cyrus walks in, and they're in Cyrus's old room, and he's like, what the hell is going on? And Liam's like, hey, I got your banishment removed, so you can come home! So Liam tells, you know, Cyrus, hey, your banishment's up, we're all good. And Cyrus is like, that was a stupid move, why would you do that? And Liam's like, well, you know, you never know, Robbie's keeping his enemies close, or his friends close and his enemies closer kind of thing. And Cyrus is like, no, that's not it. He's like, you and that goddamn weak heart of yours. He's like, you're going to get us all killed because you felt sorry for me. And he was like, no, because you would have done the same thing for me. And Cyrus is like, you sure about that? You're really sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling he would sell Liam's soul for a Kit Kat.
For a bag of crisps.
For a bag of crisps. There we go. So we cut back to Jaspinor, where Jasper tells Eleanor what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And Eleanor's like, no, this is wrong. Liam needs to get over it, and she goes to tell Robbie, and Jasper's like, you can't do that, your brother's basically an SOB, he needs to be removed from power, and Eleanor's like, yeah, whatever. And while that's going on, Helena and Liam meet, and Helena is like, Martin Kane is in, you're good to go, but she's like, She looks at Liam and she basically goes, trust no one. Which again leads into who's really playing who in this entire game. Because somebody's playing a really, really good game. Question is who? So
it's a big question.
It's a huge question. So Eleanor runs into Willow.
Stealing her stash.
And the two talk. And Eleanor asks Willow, is Robbie a good guy? And Willow's like, yeah, he's the best. He's perfect. I love him. Why?
What did he say?
Yeah, Eleanor's like, what did he say to make up to you?
Because, I don't know if we mentioned it, he re-proposed.
Yes, he re-proposed to Willow.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we mentioned that part.
Yeah, they kissed and made up, he re-proposed, he gets Willow back. And so Willow's like, oh, you know, it's like, you're my sun and my stars, my moon, all this other stuff, like all this romantic crap. And she's talking, and at one point, Eleanor starts to finish the sentence. And then she completes the entire thing that Robbie said, and Willow's like, well, how did you know? And you just see, like, Eleanor's heart break.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, crap, Liam's right. Everybody's right. And she just looks at Willow and goes, you can't marry him. Can't do it.
And that's the end of the episode.
So it's like, oh, snap, here we go. But this was really, really good. Loved all the twists and turns. And it gets you thinking about what's going to happen next episode and makes you hope what we're going to see. Are we going to get a wedding?
Are we going to get a wedding? Wait, is someone going to find out the plot that's being set up against them? What twists, what turns are we going to see?
I don't know, but I can't wait to find out.
I really can't wait. Is next week yet? Is it next Sunday?
No, we have to wait 7 days.
Fine.
So, well, while we wait, why don't you tell the people where they can find us?
Rack Radio Show on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, rackradioshow.com. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes so you get every episode we ever do about the Rack Extra Reviews, the Royals, the Rack Extra Reviews, Timeless, the Rack, every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitter, and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, the Royals edition right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back, sadly, next week with episode 10, the final episode.
Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so.
I know. No. But, well, it had to come, and we'll be back with it next week. Till then, bye.